This podcast contains explicit content. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Creepy Cannabis Podcast, where we chat all things creepy, cannabis, true crime, paranormal, and weird. I'm Madeline.
I'm Rachel.
And we're back in person.
I mean, we're vibing.
Thankfully, because I was a nightmare.
She's being so polite. I was a nightmare.
No.
None
Live
of
and you learn.
Nothing would work.
It's not easy. It's not as easy as you would think it would be to just simply record and then
and just
combine
like,
the files.
Be honest, has there been one single time ever since the beginning of this podcast that we've gone to record and, like, didn't have a single hiccup?
Rarely.
I mean, I think she's overselling it. I think zero-ly is how
Rachel
many.
Rachel got me the cutest little bong for Christmas.
Oh, I'm so glad you love it. Maddie got me a hoodie, and it's got a stash pocket in it, and I've never seen such a thing, and I'm so excited. Because low-key, I do go to my friend's house, our couple friend, and we play Fortnite all the time. And I always take, like, little joints over, but I don't have them out, obviously, in front of their kids. So I have to, like, smush them in my purse.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're Not going anymore. They're going in the pocket. They're simply going in the pocket.
Love that.
I'm so glad you like it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're watching it in action.
Love.
It is cute. It's cute. She's cute.
So cute.
I did get this, like, little donut bowl, but it's, like, purely so decorative. Like, you're not smoking anything out of that. To clean that would be a whole nightmare.
It would be.
It would be an entire nightmare. But it is cute.
Decoratage.
You know, here's the thing. Your field in life is cannabis.
It is. I have two full drawers full of weed.
At all times.
At all times.
24/7. 365.
I had somebody take a picture of the two drawers filled with product to send to their family because they couldn't.
They couldn't believe one single small white woman.
Well, you told them about it. I was like, I think you need to send a pic.
Yeah, I mean,
so
obviously.
I really understand.
Because people don't understand. I haven't even seen this. I low-key, one of these days.
I have, like, a whole credenza looking
dedicated. Not a credenza. Not an entire credenza. Okay, listen, though. If you were, I do want to say. Okay, guys, I started us a TikTok thinking, like, NBD.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm low-key loving doing the true crime stories on there, like, the little fast ones. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, if you're here from TikTok, thank you.
Welcome.
If you're not and you like TikTok, go over there as well. And check it out. Because you might, maybe you're like,
it's
hey.
It's better than our Instagram that we let die about a year ago.
That Instagram was stillborn. That stillborn baby never made it out the room.
It was cute while it lasted. We should get do something with it.
Here's the thing. Like, but I don't. Madeline is left with all the tech stuff. Like, my brain is like, that's a no.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but she's also in school full time and then works full time plus.
I have to pay my last salary. I mean, my last tuition payment by next week.
Ew.
I graduate in May.
But then it's over. Are you so excited?
It's going to be so bad this semester.
It is, but it's the last semester.
I have to finish my capstone. I've been fucking bullshitting my way through the first half. And that's going to really catch up with me later.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or are you just going to bullshit the second half as well?
I mean, I'm going to bullshit the second half as well, but, like, I got to pass.
Guys, we need to talk about something. Madeline switched to Team iPhone. I think we've maybe mentioned it before, but, like, this bitch is just whole ass looking at
my entire life.
Apple
For
Watch
27
right
years, I never owned an iPhone.
I mean, yes.
Not once.
And now this bitch is just casually scrolling through her Apple Watch. Mine that I got for Christmas has been worn once and charged once because I'm a child.
My mom got me the newest generation fucking Apple Watch. Mike got me the newest generation AirPod Pros for Christmas.
Stop.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Now I'm the worst type of person.
You are the best type of person in the world and you deserve these Apple products. You know what
they
I'm
are
saying?
Pretty nice.
I mean,
it's
if you
nice
guys.
How they're all connected. I'll give you that. However, there are some features that I do miss about my Samsung. Like, all the tiles have to be on the left-hand side.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. How do you live like this?
It is very... So, here's the thing. I now don't keep any apps on my main screen except for, like, five that are my key apps. I actually scroll to the right, left, I don't know, mm-hmm. and search any app I want. I just search it.
Well, that's what I do, too.
Because, like, I can't be bothered. Oh, so, here's the thing. I used to love a decorated phone, and so... Oh, like a year or two ago, I popped over to Android for like 4 days and had a fucking meltdown. I had a literal meltdown. I was like, I'm old. How does one do the technologies? Help. And I had to crawl back to iPhone and beg them to take me back. Yeah. And it was, they didn't want to. They didn't want to. You know, I had to do some groveling. So here we are.
It's okay.
So, what are you smoking?
So today, in not so great taste, given the story we're about to
No. What have you done?
The strain today is called Natural Born Killer.
Stop. I mean, would it work with any of our episodes, really?
Yeah. So Natural Born Killer, or NBK, or Born Killer, as it's sometimes referred to, is an indica dominant hybrid. It's crossed with True OG and Pestilence strains.
Ew.
And it's known for its pretty high level of potency and pretty powerful high. So this one is 25%. Pretty low terps, really nothing over 1%. Nothing super significant, but...
So it's just going to put you out. It's just a night-night.
Yeah, I mean, 25%. Like, a lot of people these days, especially at the store, are looking for... They really want 30% and up. And I'm like, that fucking shit knocks me the fuck out.
I will cease to exist on this earth at that percent.
Well, that pre-roll I smoked, I think in the last episode, was 33 or 34. But this is a strain that is great for treating depression, migraines, headaches, any kind of chronic pain or mood swings, chronic stress, or PTSD. And it has a really lemony citrus flavor with a spicy kush exhale.
Not a spicy kush exhale.
And it smells like earthy and spicy, kind of cushy, citrusy with a sour overtone.
I mean, the description of the flavor sounds just like Sour Jack. Lemony diesel fuel. What are you gonna taste? Out of the new baby bomb.
Sound.
Yeah, it does. It does have a good sound. It is cute. I'm glad you like it.
I love it.
I really was like overthinking.
No, because I only have really big bongs right now. This is actually perfect.
The big bongs, like, they're great. but when I take that accidental last hit that I shouldn't, my lungs fall out of my body through my butthole.
No. It's bad.
What natural born killer are we talking about today?
Well, I guess we'll see after the final court hearing, but
I say,
crazy enough, on the day of my birth, October 21st, 2021, I'm talking about today the Rust shooting. So it's a shooting that happened on the filming of the movie Rust in 2021, and it was October 21st, my birthday. At the Bonanza Creek Ranch in Bonanza City, New Mexico.
Not Bonanza City. I'm just, Mexico is like, you know what, we're going all the fucking way.
New Mexico.
Oh, I'm sorry. United I definitely States. Thought you said full-blown Mexico, like a different country. Guys, okay, no, I truly Mexico. Just thought she said it's Mexico. The new, one. The new not, okay.
Not the old one.
Not the OG, okay? The new kid on the block. Okay, New Mexico. Got it.
When cinematographer Hala Hutchins was fatally shot and director Joel Souza was injured on the set of the film Rust. This happened when a live round was discharged from a revolver that was being used as a prop by actor Alec Baldwin. So, it's like all over the news.
I do remember that this week. Day.
But he did die later that day in an Albuquerque hospital. The weapon had not been thoroughly checked for safety in advance. Basically, writer and director Joel Souza thought of the story for this movie with Alec Baldwin, It was produced on a small budget, like $6 to $7 million, and it was supposedly Baldwin's passion project. Its distribution rights were sold for $2 million during the pre-production like phase, and the production had a filming schedule of 21 days.
That's not very long.
Beginning on October 6th, 2021, at the Bonanza Creek Ranch, which is a ghost town located 13 miles south of Santa Fe, New Mexico. Responsible for overseeing all the weapons on set was the production's property key assistant and armorer, and her name was Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and she was the daughter of longtime industry armorer Thel Reed.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. I only know, like, some bullet points of the story. I actually don't know.
Rust was Gutierrez Reed's second film, serving as the lead armorer on the film. On her first film, The Old Way, several crew members complained about her handling of firearms, including an incident in which she discharged a weapon without warning and caused lead actor Nicolas Cage to walk off set.
I remember reading about that after this all came out. And it takes a lot for it. He's wild, so if he's walking off set, you must have done fucked up.
Yeah. David Halls was the assistant director, and in the aftermath of the incident, former colleagues reported that Halls faced complaints in 2019 about his behavior on two episodes of Into the Dark, in which he disregarded safety protocols by ignoring blocked exits and a fire lane. In the same year, he had been fired from working on the film Freedom's Path after a firearm discharged unexpectedly on set, wounding a crew member.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to reserve my judgments. Okay.
On the set of the independent film One Way, a crew member warned producers about Hall's disregard for safety measures and said that, quote, "That man is a liability. He's going to fucking kill someone someday, and you're going to be responsible." End quote.
Stop. Wait, and which one are we talking about? Which guy are we talking about? The director?
Yes.
Okay. So the director...
Assistant director.
Assistant director is not concerned with safety protocols, and mm-hmm. he's now employed somebody who's also had separate complaints about mm-hmm. her safety protocols. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct. So, yeah. And, however, the film's digital imaging technician disputed that claim, actually, and said that he knew Halls to be conscientious about safety. So there's conflicting
Well, look how things went down, so...
Some crew members actually claim the firearm safety protocols were not distributed with the call sheets and were not strictly followed on set. They claim that a medic was absent during the construction of the film sets, and furthermore, crew members grew upset when they claimed there was a lack of adequate hotel rooms. The crew alleged that producers would only allow the local New Mexico crew courtesy room rentals after working 13 hours on the clock. Some claimed that they were only left with 6 hours to sleep after long drives home. However, a source close to the production said that their union contract indicated a hotel would be provided if the travel distance was more than 60 miles, and that producers would provide a hotel for the crew after 13.5 hours or more on set.
So it's like you can sleep, but only if you slave away literally the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay, cool.
The source also claimed that hotels were provided to crew on the days they worked 10 to 12 hours if call time was before 6 a.m. and production wrapped after 7 p.m.
The fact that you have to go out of your way to put that many clauses into how people can fucking sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, if you hopscotch 3 times and clap your hands and say hi-ho, you can maybe have a bed this evening. But not tomorrow.
Fuck off in the desert.
Got it. I hate humanity. Every time we do an episode now, I'm just like...
I had a small budge.
If I hear one more thing about a fucking UFO and they don't come to collect me, let me fucking tell you what.
Literally.
Okay, proceed.
It's been reported that some crew members believe they were mocked for wanting to avoid a 1-hour drive from Albuquerque. And they cited that they were not being paid on time as well. One crew member said, quote, "We cited everything from lack of payment for 3 weeks, taking our hotels away despite asking for them in our deals, lack of COVID safety, and on top of that, poor gun safety."
Mm.
Quote.
So
people just are not thinking ahead. Like, you should just always be covering your ass. I mean, I worked in vet medicine and we covered our ass more than these people. Mm-hmm. Like, when something like this inevitably happens, you think they're not going to dig all this up? People will dig up a tweet from when a person was fucking 4 years old and ruin their life with it. I
watched this TikTok of some guy who killed his wife, and his literal Google search history from like 5 a.m. to 5:20 a.m. was like, how to dispose of a dead body. Can you throw away body parts?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, and he's just sitting there like, should have used incognito.
Yeah, it's like, you fucking dumbass.
There's
literally
incognito, bruh. There's a whole version of Google that doesn't save your history.
There's intelligence and then there's men.
You can't help that.
No. Literally, women are so fucking, like, private detective. I like the TikToks where they're like, go to his Instagram, go to this setting, go to this, and look at all the things he's liked. And, bitch, I don't even do it on John's. I do that shit on mine. I'll be like, let me see if this works, and I'm checking myself out. Yes. Yes, girl, I can see every post I commented on, every post I liked, every post I fucking did anything to, interacted with.
That's haunting.
Yeah.
Well, great.
I was like, good thing I've stayed true to my purpose in life.
I want to know. Okay. Before the incident occurred, two prop guns had previously fired a total of 3 times unintentionally. Baldwin's stunt double accidentally fired 2 blanks when he was told a prop gun was cold, and the film's prop master shot herself in the foot with a blank round.
Well, these people are in the wild fucking west, it sounds like. What are they doing?
There was, however, a letter that was actually signed by 24 of these crew members, where some of these claims were disputed. They said that they believe the public narrative surrounding our workplace tragedy to be inadequate and wish to express a more accurate account of their experience. They acknowledge that no set is perfect. And like any production, it had areas of brilliance and areas that were more challenged. But they stand firmly with the union and strongly support the fight for better working conditions across the industry, but they do not feel that this set was a representation of the kind of conditions the unions are fighting against.
I mean, one whole life is gone as a result, so I'm thinking we can do better than that.
Certainly.
Oops, sorry, it was an accident. This isn't a representation. Like, I fucking hope not. I can't.
The letter claims that the shoot was not a chaotic, dangerous, and exploitative workplace. They go on to write that, unfortunately, in the film industry, it's common to work on unprofessional or hectic productions to gain experience and credits. Many of us have worked on those types of production. Rust was not one of them. It was very professional.
Okay.
Which could be true. Both things can be true, that they were both unprofessional and careless.
Yeah.
Or professional and careless.
And it's all perspective, too. Not that tiny little bong doing the most.
It's so cute.
It is cute.
So, we get to my birthday.
Oh, God.
I just sneezed and coughed at the same time. That was heinous.
How is it still so dainty?
Thank God we don't record via film. On October 21st, 7 unionized members of the film's camera crew collected their belongings at approximately 6:30 a.m. and did a walkout. They claimed that they were told to leave the set, with a producer threatening to call the police, and were replaced.
Oh.
According to a statement given by an anonymous insider, several crew members took a number of prop guns off set that day, including the firearm that was involved in the incident, to pass the time shooting at beer cans with live ammunition. After a lunch break, the prop guns had been returned, but it's not clear if the firearms were ever checked again.
How is that, like, the thing that gets missed? The thing that gets allowed? Like, we're not talking about, like, oh, Timmy didn't screw this fucking picture under the wall good enough and it fell off while they were walking down the hallway and hit her in the head. You let firearms leave an entire location. Mm-hmm. They could have been tampered with by anyone. They could have had fucking explosives in them, for all you know, and then just brought back, and it's like, we're not sure.
Possibly
were checked, but we can't be sure.
An anonymous fucking tip.
I'm dead.
Okay. So, one of the camera operators was situated on a camera dolly looking at a monitor. The scene, which involved Baldwin's character removing a gun from his holster and pointing it towards the camera, there were three people behind the monitor that were basically like 2 feet away from the muzzle of the firearm, and none of them were wearing any protective gear, no noise canceling headphones or safety goggles. He's shooting at the camera.
I mean, I do feel like as the people being shot at, like I would advocate for myself, be like, I ain't standing back there without something on.
Or like check the gun before we roll.
Well, we've already proven that that's not important. No way. It's only been out for a couple hours, Maddie. What could have happened to it?
So the three of them were like behind the camera, and Alec Baldwin began explaining how he planned to draw the firearm out, and he said, quote, "So I guess I'm gonna take this out, pull it, and go bang." That's when he removed it from the holster, and the gun was fired one single time. So both Baldwin and Halls, the assistant producer, director, I don't remember, director.
Okay. The assistant to someone.
He was the assistant to the regional general manager. What's
that? Of Superstore.
Okay. Anyway. They both say that he did not pull the trigger, a claim that was later challenged by an FBI report. The projectile flew towards the three behind the monitor, striking Hutchins in the chest and Souza in the shoulder.
So it broke apart and hit two people?
I guess. The script supervisor called 911 at 1:46 p.m. and emergency crews appeared 3 minutes later. The incident was not recorded.
Oh, like on camera.
Yeah, I guess. Hutchins was then flown by helicopter to the University of New Mexico Hospital in Albuquerque, where she was pronounced dead. Souza was treated by EMS and transported by ambulance to St. Vincent Regional Medical Center in Santa Fe, where he was admitted and released by the following morning. On October 21st, the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office said it was investigating what type of projectile was discharged and how the event occurred. Baldwin was questioned and left without any charges filed. On the 22nd, he sent out a tweet expressing his shock and sadness. He also indicated his full cooperation in the ongoing police investigation regarding the incident. Also on the 22nd, the Santa Fe County magistrate issued 2 search warrants. In an affidavit, the sheriff's office said neither Halls nor Baldwin knew the gun was loaded.
I actually feel really bad for Alec Baldwin. Like, obviously, I don't know the whole story, so maybe I'll change my mind throughout, but, like, he's obviously not intending to kill a whole person 2 feet in front of his face.
Well, like, as the actor, I don't necessarily think it's his place to have to check the gun.
Correct. Like, he only knows what he knows. That's not his profession. His profession is he's handed the thing, he does the thing. Yeah. He assumed it went through the appropriate channels.
Sure.
And now, like, you have to think about the trauma to him as well.
He is also, like, one of the producers, so.
Yeah, so he has
involved at a high level as well.
Yeah, it's really hard to say. Do I think that he intentionally did? Of course not. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw the pictures after, like, when he was, like, in the desert and the police were there, and he looked like white as a ghost. And
on October 27th, after issuing another search warrant, the department said that they had recovered over 600 items as evidence, including 500 rounds of ammunition, which were a mix of blanks, dummy rounds, and suspected live rounds.
Jesus.
They added that a projectile had been recovered from Souza's shoulder, which they categorized as a suspected live round.
So they think it was an actual live bullet.
Yeah. On December 2nd, an interview between Baldwin and television host George Stephanopoulos.
Good job.
Aired on ABC. And on December 6th, he deleted his Twitter account. On the 16th, it was reported that Santa Fe police had obtained a search warrant for his mobile phone, which was actually handed over on the 14th, January 14th, 2022. In August of last year, FBI forensic testing and investigation of the firearm determined that the Pieta 45 Long Colt single action army revolver.
Jesus. What a mouthful.
Jesus Christ. They need an acronym for that. Could not have been fired without a trigger pull from a quarter cocked, half cocked, or fully cocked hammer position.
So he had to have pulled it and lied about it. Or forgotten.
Or somebody pulled it back before he got it.
Oh, like if it was fully cocked. Mm-hmm. Then maybe. And they just gave it to him. Even so, you think
he says that? But he says he didn't pull the trigger.
But your finger's on it. Yeah. It's fine. I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
It was also determined that the internal components of the pistol were intact and functional, which ruled out mechanical failure as a reason for accidental discharge.
Which is probably why I presume he's being brought up on charges, because he just basically had to pull the trigger, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Baldwin stated during a December 2021 interview that the trigger wasn't pulled, and, quote, "I didn't pull the trigger."
If the glove don't fit... You guys should have seen the spirit fingers I just did. I flung my fingers out.
The glove don't fit. I'm done.
You know what? I was there and I didn't pull the trigger, so.
I didn't.
Simply didn't happen.
Prove it.
I mean.
You can't.
I know.
You can't.
You can't. What are you going to tell them that you don't know what you know?
Not without any reasonable doubt.
Just because you're saying it shouldn't have been able to happen doesn't mean it couldn't happen. Just because it's working well doesn't mean it couldn't happen.
On April 21st, 2022, the state of New Mexico fined the production company $137,000 for ignoring firearm safety regulations, revealing that Gutierrez Reed's time as armorer was extremely limited, and Halls had witnessed two other misfires and did nothing about safety issues, along with giving Baldwin the weapon that killed Hutchins and stating the production company failed to have a process for preventing live ammunition from getting into the set.
So they had no process to even prevent it, like, from surrounding areas or whatever. Obviously, they're letting people take guns to the fucking desert to shoot beer cans.
Yeah.
So the director, or the assistant director, whoever mm-hmm. that guy was, gave it to Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's... makes so much more sense.
So on January 19th, 2023, yesterday, the New Mexico Judicial District Attorney, Mary Carmack Altwies,
Sure. Yes.
Said she will be charging Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed with two counts each of involuntary manslaughter, and in an alternative, with two counts each of manslaughter.
I mean, at the end of the day, someone died.
Halls agreed to plead guilty to negligent use of a deadly weapon and received a suspended sentence and 6 months of probation.
Seriously? I feel like Baldwin's gonna do more time than that. Well, he's also got that voicemail he left calling his daughter a disgusting little pig. People aren't going to forget that.
No, they never do.
Mm-mm.
Once the charges are filed, she said, the county will not ask for an arrest, but Mr. Baldwin will instead be issued a summons for an arraignment, either in person or virtually. And in New Mexico, as in many states, involuntary manslaughter is defined as killing another person unlawfully but unintentionally.
I mean...
So, if they found them guilty, they would choose between the two manslaughter charges, so involuntary and just manslaughter. The more serious one includes a firearm enhancement and a mandatory 5-year sentence. The other charge carries a sentence of up to 18 months.
And that's the one the assistant director got that got basically only 6 months.
No, he pled guilty to negligent use of a deadly weapon.
Oh, he hasn't been...
He didn't get manslaughter charges.
Okay. Which is...
Just the armorer and Alec Baldwin.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm pretty high and I keep mixing everyone up.
That's fair.
Doing my best.
I had to, like, convince myself that I knew what I was talking about just then. Yeah. So, yeah. Either way, either up to 18 months, but he's probably going to get, like, 3 and get out in a month and a half.
I feel like time served.
So, yeah, he's basically repeatedly denied pulling the trigger. He said that he believed the gun did not have live ammunition in it. But an FBI analysis of the gun showed that he absolutely pulled the trigger, adding that prosecutors waited to move forward with the charges until they received their report. His lawyer called the decision a terrible miscarriage of justice and said that he has no reason to believe that there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set. He relied on the professionals with whom he worked who assured him that the gun did not have live rounds. We will fight these charges and we will win.
You know, there's been a lot of people, Amber Heard, thinking they're going to win. And, you know, I think we, the people, have decided we're sick of this shit.
Yeah.
So we've started taking matters into our own hands because the powers that be can't actually be trusted for anything.
It's just such an unfortunate circumstance.
I can't picture any situation or any reason in which they would want to intentionally harm her. Like, there's just, I don't know. It really sucks, though. Like, I just feel like it's so avoidable because these guns were completely for leisure purposes, for entertainment. Like, this was entirely nothing to do with anything that should have been physically violent at any time, for real. You know, she's sitting there 2 feet away from him, completely unaware, like, that she's in any danger, so. It really sucks. But, again, like, I don't think he, in my mind, I don't imagine that he did anything intentionally, and I think that.
Yeah, that's crazy as fuck.
Yeah, he's got to deal with his own shit. And trauma from that. And he's got like 27 kids. Like, we all keep talking about Nick Cannon, but oof. Alec Baldwin be fucking laying it down.
Nick Cannon.
I think he's got like a 4-month-old baby or like a 6-month-old baby or some shit. Guys.
Yeah, he's on one.
I could sit here and tell you we're going to do better and be more consistent, but I'm not about lying, so we're going to do our best.
I mean,
and be more consistent.
It's like a quarterly
podcast. Yeah. It's just like every once in a while when the mood strikes, we're like, hey. Oh, hello. If you guys are into astrology, there's a comet passing over Earth this month. You can see it with the naked eye. Wow. Boot scooting and boogieing across the sky. Well, it's overcast because anytime there's a cool cosmic event, it's overcast for like the entire time. But I think it goes until like the middle of February. So you're welcome. Hmm. I don't have any more information as to
you
what part of the
astrology,
world.
But I think you meant astronomy.
I definitely meant astronomy. Mm-hmm. Astrology. Cool.
I was, like, trying to piece together how that had anything to do with astrology.
No, it doesn't. Other than maybe it passes through a constellation. That pertains to a star sign. That's the best I can do at this time. Okay, I'm going to go before I embarrass myself any further. So, bye.
Bye.